This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Operator, Tyler standing by. What is the poll question we're going to go with before we get to Eli Manning there, Seton?
Yeah, we'll go with which stat line would you want? 7 catches, 25 yards, and 4 touchdowns. 3 catches, 124 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Adams or Kelsey?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's bring in Eli Manning. Won a couple of Super Bowls. Of course, one of the stars of the Manning cast, joining us on behalf of Quaker Oats, which we'll get to coming up in a moment. Eli, good to see you twice in a month. How great is that?
This is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. You're like a member of the team, or I feel like I'm a member of the Manning family here. So this is good. How has roughing the passer changed in the last, let's say, 15 years?
I think it used to be just about just the timing, like kind of, hey, the ball is released. You had like, was it within a step? If he takes 2 steps and then hits you, it would be roughing the passer. Then it kind of changed and say, hey, no hits to the helmet, and which, you know, trying to, with the concussions, everything on it made sense. Hey, you can't just dive. You can't even have your hand hit the helmet. And then it's kind of turned into the driving into the ground, eliminating that. It's hard. And I think anytime you start, kind of getting, hey, judgment, did he drive into him? Did he hit into him? Guys are competitive. They're trying to strip the ball, sack, make sure they wrap up, and make a tackle. I see it. It's hard on the defense, hard on the refs on some of these calls. You can go super slow-mo and see, hey, he didn't really drive into him, or can you toss him? Can you swing him? It's very judgmental, and I think it's hard to officiate.
Okay. Would you be in favor of replay?
I think you could. I think I'd be in favor of replay to see whether, hey, that was truly a foul. Just because it's such a big play. A lot of times it's third down, and it's whether, it's like a turnover basically. It's whether, hey, you're getting the ball back or 15 yards first down. I mean, that's a huge play. You get someone an extra 15 yards on a first down, I think, the chances of points being scored is going to go way up after that. And so I'd be okay with replay just because it becomes such a huge play.
The pass you had to David Tyree wouldn't have happened. You would have been in the grasp. They probably would have tried to protect you, I'm going to guess.
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with you. Man. I think that was clean. I think fourth quarter Super Bowl 2 minute drive. I don't think they're gonna call in the grass right there at that moment. I think they would know I'd be willing to take a hit for an extra second to get out of there.
Once again, people call it the catch, and I call it the throw, the scramble. So just want to let you know. But is there preferential treatment? That we see this with the NBA, we see this with baseball sometimes with pitchers or batters. Is there preferential treatment when it comes to calls in the NFL?
Well, I mean, I think of it this way of like, you know, I mean, Brady, he's 44. He's not 22. It's like, he's an old man out there. You're kind of like, oh, that's going to hurt him. He looks a little frail. You know, it's not like Josh Allen, who's like 250 pounds. And, it's like, you can't toss him around. You can't move him that much. And so, maybe with a smaller guy, it looks like it's a much bigger hit and therefore they can call a grounding, but I think it's like, hey, we got to take care of this guy. He's been around. We don't want him to get hurt. So I don't think there is like on purpose. I don't think a ref saying, hey, I'm really gonna protect this guy. It just might look differently a hit on some quarterbacks than others.
What is Brady, 4 years older than you?
Yeah, I think three or four.
Isn't that 44. Weird that yeah. You're sitting here talking to us and Brady's still playing.
He's still playing. He was playing. Yeah, he was playing when I got into the NFL, and he's playing long after I left the NFL. And I consider I played a long time, and so and he's playing well and playing at a high level. And so give him a ton of credit. And he's it's amazing. So he's got some good genes. He's doing something right in his preparation and keeping his body safe and not getting hit, not getting injured and be able to heal quickly. So there's a lot of things that he's doing that are truly impressive.
Okay, how long did it take you to get ready to be Chad Powers, and how was your body after Chad Powers tryout?
It took 2 hours of makeup. 2 hours of makeup of just sitting there.
But how about the arm? How long did it take that to get ready?
No, the arm, Chad, Chad's arm is good. So it's strong. It was ready. Yeah. And so that part wasn't, I wasn't worried about the throwing part. The 40, I was a little worried about, but I knew like, hey, I can cruise through a 40 and even though I'm saying think fast, run fast, I'm thinking don't pull a hammy. So that wasn't, I didn't come out with a big burst. What I was worried about was the 5-10-5 shuttle drill. I mean, that's kind of where you got to get low, you got to touch the ground. I mean, that's some cutting involved. That's where you twist an ankle, you do something there. And I knew I had to throw after doing all these things, which was going to be the entertaining part of this whole show. So I'm like, I just got to get to the throwing part where I can, get with the coach and start talking and get through some of these, make up some stories about Chad.
Okay. But who are you channeling? who is Chad Powers in your mind that I'm going to try to be him when I'm in this character?
I don't even know. I think it's just someone who, it's a little bit, his uncle Kenny Powers definitely had an influence on him. His uncle Austin Powers also probably a little influence. So, I mean, I think those two guys, have played a big part in Chad's life and just, growing up and watching them as role models. So, but I think it's just more, it's just, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to, come out. And luckily, I was quiet really the first 30 minutes of the whole shoot. I didn't really say anything. I didn't want to come in and people would be looking at me. I knew I was going to look ridiculous already and be older than everybody and just kind of be like, who's this guy? But I wanted to say, hey, this guy's here to work and he's just doing the drills and doing everything. And then once I kind of, got with the throwing part, got with the coach, and he was curious about who I was and started asking questions. That's when I started making up stories and kind of got a little confidence and a little cocky and started, having some fun.
Tell us what you're doing with Quaker Oats.
Yeah, excited to partner up with Quaker Oats and with Quaker, really because one, I love oatmeal. I've been, the last 15 years, I've had it almost every morning of my life. And so I'm a big fan, but also, like Quaker, I believe that the circumstances of life should never be a barrier to good nutrition. So a part of Quaker's commitment to help advance food security in the U.S., they are introducing the Quaker Hunger Clock in partnership with Feeding America. And their goal is to raise $500,000 by Super Bowl 57. And so, you know, that's beginning this weekend. You can go to QuakerHungerClock.com to find out how you can learn more information and to donate to Feeding America. So it's a great initiative, and happy to be a part of it.
Do you drop the kids off?
I drop them off sometimes. I did not drop them off today because I had to come, you know, kind of get prepared for your show and had to shave and, you know, do all this stuff and you know, make sure I'm looking good and have my stories prepared for what you might ask. But, you know, but I do, I will drop off some days, or at least, you know, we have kind of two different drop offs and kids are all different ages. So I'll take one of them or do some pickups. So, you know, I'm trying to do my part.
No, it's nice. But, you know, the Giants playing well, it feels like I'm seeing a lot more people wearing Giants jerseys than I have in about 10 years, Eli.
They're coming back out. They're coming back out.
Have you bought into the Giants? Like, is this real in your opinion? And now as an analyst, not as a former Giant.
Sure.
Are they for real? Playoff team.
I think they're for real just because they're just playing good team football and they're finding ways to win. And it's not always like the prettiest thing the first half, but you know, it's like those teams that have something. They're like, hey, we're a second half team. And you know, they understand that they're not going to freak out if they're down a little bit. They're not going to get worried if they're not playing the greatest at certain times and they can overcome it. And, you know, we had that a little bit in the 07 team. We were an away game team. We were terrible at home, but we would play great on the road and win on the road and, you know, can make comebacks and be a fourth quarter team and be a 2-minute drive team. So you have that. That little thing that you feel confident that you're going to be able to find a way to win. I think it's a good thing. You don't always wish you had to be a second half team. You wish, hey, why can't we play this way the whole way? But if you have it and you know, you're not going to freak out at times and get worried during certain circumstances. So, you know, I think going against the team, you know, Green Bay, good team, you know, coming back on them, you know, defense stepping up, having, you know, kind of a goal line stop there or a red zone stop at the end to win that game. That's a big momentum swing and, you know, gives some, you know, some, you know, kind of makes the rest of their wins look a little bit more valid.
Have you ever gone as you at Halloween?
I've never gone as me. I usually wear the same, not to give it away. I'm a big mask guy. And so I have like an old man mask. It kind of looks like Freddy Krueger, but I don't think it's Freddy Krueger. I think it's just an old man. I've also gone as Chucky, like a full mask. So, you know, I guess I'm going as me. I'm wearing my normal clothes that I would have been wearing that day, but just kind of throw my mask on.
What about going as Peyton?
Yeah, I could go. I think people would figure that out, but I could try that. Just go full Denver uniform or I guess maybe Colts, maybe throwback Peyton, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Well, you can't wear Tennessee.
That's true. But if you're in costume, I think you can.
It's great to talk to you as always.
Dan, you're the best, pal.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Welcome to the program. It's hour two on this Tuesday. We'll talk some baseball. Chris Mad Dog Russo, host of Mad Dog Unleashed on Sirius XM, and also High Heat on MLB Network. And we'll get to your phone calls. Also, Roger Bennett, our good buddy from Men in Blazers, will stop by. Phone calls, emails, tweets, poll question. Hour two, Seton, what are we going to go with here?
Dan, I think we try to figure out a landing spot for Christian McCaffrey.
Oh.
But we just need to populate, say, the best four teams, best four options.
Okay.
So you could go with the Bills.
Yeah.
Do you want to put the Rams on there? You could put the Broncos, 49ers, Eagles, Ravens.
Well, he doesn't want to go to the Broncos, I don't think, even though his dad played there. I don't know if he's like, I want to go back and play in that offense. If you're Christian McCaffrey, well, you may not have a choice, but I would say Buffalo. The Rams need help. They only have Cooper Kupp. That's their go-to guy unless they get OBJ back. Yeah, Paul.
Can Christian McCaffrey play offensive guard? Because the Rams would love him in that position.
Yeah. The Niners would be a nice weapon to have him in there to help out Jimmy G with Debo and Kittle.
And the Eagles?
Yeah.
Keep loading up.
It feels like Buffalo. I remember earlier in the season when maybe we thought the Giants weren't going to be any good. Boomer Esiason said, hey, he was hearing maybe Saquon Barkley would end up with Buffalo. Well, that's not going to happen. But if you're Carolina, I think you have a yard sale here. And everybody, anybody, come on in and, have a price. Just have all your players out there in the yard and have like tags on them. Christian McCaffrey. How much is the Christian McCaffrey doll? You can take him. It's going to cost you $8 million. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. He is now a Hall of Famer, inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Class of 2022 is Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Mad Dog, how are you today?
Good morning, Daniel. How are you today, pal? Okay?
I'm good. I'm fired up. Let me start on the football first, then we'll talk some baseball. How does football help themselves? Protecting the quarterback without maybe overprotecting here.
Yeah, it's a fine line. Jerome Bogard did a terrible job. He caused, you know, let's face it, there was a roughing the passer penalty in the Buffalo-Baltimore game on Buffalo's last drive. He was the official there. That was a terrible call that helped the Bills kick that game-winning field goal. And there's no way under any circumstances you can go along with the call last night, Sunday afternoon with Grady Jarrett. And then last night's ridiculous. I mean, how in the world? Now, the Chiefs won. The other two teams lost. The Chiefs won, so you're going to get over it. And plus the Raiders had a weird penalty, which set up the Chiefs on that touchdown on the last, in the fourth quarter, on that hold off the field goal attempt. So, I mean, maybe it evened out, but it's ridiculous, Dan. What did you want Chris Jones to do? I mean, I understand you got to protect the quarterbacks. Nobody wants to see Skylar Thompson play for Miami. Nobody wants to see these backups around the league. I get that. And look at Carolina. They're unwatchable, no quarterback. You need the quarterbacks, but there's a very fine line there where protection overcomes integrity. You got to let the defensive linemen, you know, part of the game is them getting hit a little bit. Yeah. And if they get hurt, they get hurt. And in all three sequences in the last 2 weeks, the officials, the referee made a terrible call. And last night's a bad call. You can't support it. It's a terrible call. Plus it changed because that was a turnover, for crying out loud. So the roughing the quarterback penalties have been a real, it's an early season dilemma for the league. You know, like the flags were with the defensive holding there. They had that a couple of years ago. Every single play was a defensive hold. It will sort of sort itself out, but it's been a major problem. And I understand the quarterback's the most important. Without the quarterback, the game stink. I get that. But you have to let the defensive guys play the game a little bit.
I also wondered, you know, with the NBA, we knew there was favoritism. Every time Jordan went down the lane, it felt like, unless it's against the Pistons, somebody's going to get called for a foul. You know, it became business. For the NBA. Baseball, certain pitchers got certain calls, hitters got certain calls. We don't normally talk about favoritism in the NFL. That are there certain quarterbacks, certain players who are going to get certain calls? How much does favoritism play a role in the NFL?
Well, Josh Allen and Brady, I think your argument is well intended. I'm not sure if Derek Carr gets that benefit of the doubt. You know, Brady gets the benefit of the doubt. And you touch Brady, it's a penalty. He's 45 years of age, 7 Super Bowls. He's an all-time. He's the greatest player of all time. So if he gets pounded, you're going to be in a situation where, you know, they're going to look very carefully at that. So, yes, I agree on Brady. Allen, same scenario. I think there's something to that. Bogart deserves to write an apology to both the Ravens and the Falcons for his horrendous officiating in those scenarios. As far as Jeffers is a good official. I mean, he tried to explain it, body weight and all that nonsense, despite the fact that Jones put his arm down. I think there's always that favoritism angle, but it's hard to believe, Dan, that Derek Carr is going to get the benefit of the doubt because of what he has done in the league compared to Brady. So I think it works in both scenarios. The first two, I'm not sure it works last night. And again, I thought that was a pretty dubious call on a field goal on the hold, which set up the Chiefs on that last touchdown. So maybe that kind of evens out. And Kansas City won the game anyway, despite the Jones penalty. The other two, I mean, the Falcons would have had the ball. I mean, the Bills would have been in third down territory at midfield if not for that roughing the passer. So those two were more help decide the outcome of the game. And that's when you get in trouble. Those penalties are you. It's 15 yards. And yeah. It's a big penalties. And Aikman made a good point last night, Dan. Although it would take forever and you'd have it checked every time, maybe you go to instant replay and the roughing the passer. Maybe you do that.
Yeah. I asked Eli about that last hour and he said, yeah, he'd be in favor of that. We're talking to Chris Mad Dog Russo. You got baseball, Phillies, Braves, Mariners, Astros, Guardians, Yankees, Padres, Dodgers. Before we get to that, the way the Mets season ended, you win 101 games, felt like, and you know the New York media, the New York market, it was like they were just begging for the Mets to be, you know, worthy of all of this. What happens in the offseason to the Mets with this
owner? Well, I have an owner who's going to spend a fortune, so I don't know. The idea that this is a one-and-done thing for the Mets, I don't buy it. You know, would you pay DeGrom $45 million a year? He'll probably do it. He's got the highest payroll in the league. I think the first thing I'll talk about with the Mets are going to try to convince you now, front office-wise, between now and spring training that, you know, hey, had a bad couple days, but we won 101 games, a great year. Uh-uh. You don't win 101 games. The San Francisco Giants in 2000 won 100 ball games and got murdered by the Mets in the first round, and Bobby Jones threw a one-hitter at them. Nobody in game four, nobody in America remembers the Giants for winning 100 games. All they ever got mocked for is that Bobby Jones threw a one-hitter at them. The Mets got one hit on Sunday night, and they couldn't win a game in Atlanta. They did not play well in September, and then they let the Padres walk in there and win two out of three, and Buck did a bad job with the rotation. DeGrom should have gone game one, not Scherzer. Why Diaz is not in there in the top of the eighth inning on Sunday, starting the inning instead of Michael Gibbons. The game was probably over anyway, but the Padres got two extra runs. The Mets had a horrific finish to the year. They're a now team, and, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, Dan. You know, Scherzer's a mercenary. You know, he goes to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
His boos, you've been at that stadium forever, New York. The booing that he got on Friday night is one of the I can't think of a New York athlete who got booed as badly as he did in that sequence. Why? He pitched 145 innings. That's it. He won 11 games. He killed him in Atlanta, and then he killed him in game one. I mean, you know, Scherzer's going to get destroyed like that. And he's not, doesn't have any net credibility because he didn't do anything for the Mets. DeGrom won a Cy Young and a Rookie of the Year, won a pennant. He's going to get the benefit of the doubt. This is an awful finish. Plus, it was a bad look for the Mets with the Joe Musgrove thing late Sunday.
Brian Kinney on, who is a host on MLB, and he called him out and said that Musgrove was cheating.
Yeah, he did. And he did it yesterday with me.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the thing I would say. If you're going to do that, if you're Buck, why don't you do it in the second inning? He did it in the top of the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh, down 4-0. The series was already gone. Where was he? Where was he in the second inning? And number two, if you do that then, you better be right. If you are going to call out a pitcher who is a good pitcher, he's got a good ERA, just on a $100 million contract, a good reputation. If you're going to call him out in that situation, you must be right. And Buck was wrong based on what the umpires did. So from that perspective, I lost a lot of the Mets came across as a rinky-dink organization there. And I don't care what anybody tells you, Dan, you're the great sports guy. You can't win 101 games, blow the division because you can't win a game in Atlanta last week of the year and then get mauled at home by San Diego and tell me you had a good year. Sports doesn't work that way. Not in New York. If you're the Kansas City Royals, I'll let you get away with it. If you're the Oakland A's, all right, we'll give you a break. Not if you're the New York Mets with a $273 million payroll.
All right, handicap the playoffs here. What should we be keeping an eye on? The favorites and then maybe a sleeper.
The sleeper is Seattle. I think Seattle, Danny, is very dangerous. They were 29-39. Yeah. They remind me a little bit of the Nationals 3 years ago, who were 19-31 and won it all. They've never won. They finally make the playoffs after 19 years. Great series against Toronto, down 8-1. They can pitch. They got a good bullpen. They know Houston. I'd be very worried about Seattle. They'd be my dark horse. Logic would tell you Astros and Braves. I think the Braves are the best team. I don't think the Braves have a weakness. I heard you with the Harold Reynolds thing. Dodger pitching worries me. They don't have a closer. Braves are very comfortable playing them. That would be chalk. Braves, Dodgers, and then Houston coming out of the American League, best record. They kill the Yankees. But I got a funny feeling Seattle's going to do something. And I'll take Atlanta to come out of the NL. So I'll go Atlanta, Seattle. I know that's a wacky pick. What the hell?
Wow.
I'll go Atlanta, Seattle right now.
Are we past hating the Astros now?
That's a good question. I think people like Dusty. I think people respect Verlander. So I think that, you know, he came back out of Tommy John. He should win a Cy Young. Who doesn't like Dusty Baker? So I do think there's a little bit of that where we are past it. It has been a while. They've been to two World Series since they cheated in 17. So, yes, they won 106 games. You know, they won 106 games. I mean, everybody's screaming
quietly,
about the Dodgers. They won 106 ball games.
Yeah, quietly.
That's a hell of a – they won seven more games than the Yankees did. And I tell you right now, anybody tells you differently, Cole should not be pitching game one tonight because the best Yankee pitcher is Cortez. It's not Cole. But they gave him $34 million. They paid him $330. They got to pitch him in game one. They really shouldn't be doing that. I would love to take the Guardians, Danny, but they can't hit. So I'll go Yankees in four. I'll go Seattle in five. I'll take the Braves in four. And I think the Dodgers will sweep. Well, then I'll take Atlanta and Seattle in the World Series.
Aaron Judge's future, how much do you think it's attached to how far the Yankees go in the postseason?
None. I think the Yankees will. And I guess you can make the argument that the Yankees win the World Series. They don't feel as the need. But I would be really surprised if he doesn't stay here. And if you're a Judge, Danny, why would you leave? The Yankees give you a chance to win every year. He goes to the Giants. The Giants are beating their heads against the wall with the Dodgers. And the Giants don't win. They win one, and they stink, and they win. If Judge wants to be in the pennant race every year, this is the best place to be. The Dodgers aren't going to sign him. The Astros aren't going to sign him. He's not going to go to the Red Sox. He's not going to the Mets. So it's Giants or Cubs. Why would he go to the Giants? I don't understand it. And the Giants will give him a fortune. But if he wants to win every year, you stay put. I don't know if you're get every nickel from the Yankees, but I'd be surprised at the end of the day if he doesn't stay there.
I'll leave you with this. I'll give you Albert Pujols' career or Ken Griffey Jr.'s career.
That's a good question. Pujols made a mistake going to the Angels. Griffey should never have wanted to be traded to Cincinnati. But 700 home runs is 700 home runs. A great finish. He won some championships. Griffey didn't. Pujols.
Griffey is sort of like Iverson. I think he was cool to younger kids.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
And Iverson didn't win. I mean, he got to an NBA Finals. But, you know, Junior was always, there was something about him. Whereas Pujols, you know, you just plugged in his numbers. It'd be 45 home runs, you know, 325 batting average, and 135 RBIs. You know, he didn't vary too much. It was just like, he was like Hank Aaron. You know, Hank, you know, just like, oh, Hank hit 47 this year. That was it. I think Pujols was so steadily great that we sort of don't. Those first 10 years, Chris.
Oh, he's as good as anybody.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he might be. I mean, listen, you got Jimmy Fox, you know, Greenberg in his prime. This is going way, way back now. Pujols might be one of the greatest. He's probably one of the top three, four greatest right hand hitters of all time. I mean, think about it. I mean, a guy, and then he finishes up his career tremendously with the second half for St. Louis. He won the two titles. Yeah. He had a great finish with the swan song. He's got 700 and was it two, three home runs. He should never have gone to the Angels. That was a disaster. But I would say Pujols is, you're right. Griffey's great moment, Danny, is almost the idea that he scored the game-winning run in the Edgar Martinez double when he was rounding the bases in the against the Yankees.
Yeah.
And that was in a first-round playoff series. He never played in a World Series game. So I would say Pujols, big picture, better career than Griffey. And remember, they were an out away against Texas in that World Series in 11, and he got up there in that ninth inning, and he laced a double in the left center field. Everybody remembers Berkman. Everybody remembers Freeze. Pujols got a huge hit in that ninth inning against Texas, which helped them win a championship in game six. Let's not forget that, too. Guy's an incredible player. Let's be honest. Incredible player.
Great to talk to you as always, Chris.
You're the best, Danny.
Thank you, buddy.
You know that.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes and Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at mbusa.com or test drive one at your local dealer. By the way, it all comes down to this, the final showdown. Lori, Mike Myers, 45 years in the making. Catch the epic conclusion of the Halloween franchise with Halloween Ends in theaters and streaming on Peacock October 14th. Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is still doing it.
The last one?
45 years.
What a run she had.
Yeah. But I got to question the police work here. I mean, Mike Myers has been on the run here for 45 years. Let's bring in Roger Bennett, co-host of Men in Blazers. He joins us on the program. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Oh, Daniel Patrick, courage.
Mike Myers has been on the run for 45 years. Some shady, shoddy police work.
I was listening to that. It's a long time to be crapping your pants if you're Jamie Lee Curtis, right?
Did you grow up watching this franchise in England?
We did. It's what drew me to America. The number of serial killers that are on the loose with law enforcement having no hide nor hair of how to find them. I remember watching that from Liverpool in the 1980s and thinking, that, I want that kind of life. I want to go down to Lover's Lane on a misty evening with my partner of choice and just crap my pants.
From the host of the popular podcast TV show Men in Blazers, Gods of Soccer, the completely scientific, 100% definitive defend to the death list of the greatest soccer players of all time, and came out today. It can be purchased online wherever books are sold. The greatest soccer player of all time is?
Probably Mia Hamm.
Over Pele and Ronaldo and Messi and...
Well, isn't that the joy of this idiotic pursuit? I mean, the answer is obviously Christian Pulisic. I know you were trapping me with your questions,
gotcha.
Patrick.
I gotcha.
I just want to be candid. I'm a bona fide American-loving football fan, so I do have to go Cristiano Pulisic. But it's an idiotic pursuit of wonder, and that's why we did this book. It's the World Cup that... soccer-themed bar mitzvah to which the entire world is invited, replete with goals and heroes and surplus neck tattoos. And it gives, you know, billions of people around the world some of its most vivid memories. It's what the joy of sport is, Dan. It's why you watch for the collective memories that we make together in that instant. And so the 100, you know, this is what the book is, the men and women who have really burned themselves into our retina. It's a wonderfully subjective list. It's hilarious. And you draw up your list and then you get prepared to defend it with the heat of 1,000 suns. So they're all in here.
Do you have
Maradona.
A Jordan versus LeBron type argument in soccer?
Yeah, we do. On the men's side, on the women's side, I think Mia Hamm is and anyone who saw her play, the undoubted GOAT. But on the men's side, there's Pele, who's in here actually on the cover. You can see Maradona also on the cover. That is the one that burns with 1,000 suns. And then in modern time, because there is a recency bias, there's Messi. That tiny little diminutive smurf who looks like he's just strolled out of Supercuts but can just unleash the kind of transcendent play that makes you believe God has descended to this earth and is playing with mere mortals. And of course, Cristiano Ronaldo, that bottle of Draco Noir turned into human flesh. So in modern times, it's a Ronaldo-Messi debate. I mean, they're both transcendent. But when I was a kid, and I think this is the one that still reigns, it is Pele on the men's side against Diego Maradona, who 1986 played England, my beloved then England. It was before I was American, and destroyed them with 2 goals. One which he scored with his hand. He called it the hand of God. And then when we were reeling and just screaming about the injustice, he then destroyed our whole team, slalomed through the entire team, the last 4 of whom tried to decapitate him, but he just bounced off. Both goals, one, the impudent cheek of Thomas Crown, the other just a piece of play, the like of which I'd never seen outside of Gale Sayers or Walter Payton. For me, it was always Maradona because he slaughtered my heroes and then became a god.
Now that you're an American citizen, when the United States plays England,
yes,
in the World Cup, who are you rooting for?
I have no qualms about this. I get asked this all the time. And to be an American is the greatest joy of my life. To watch, you know, aside from having 4 kids who all speak with American accents and an American wife, to open up my curtains every morning. And, you know, I grew up with the Statue of Liberty and the Manhattan skyline painted crudely on my wall. I now live here in New York, and I never tire of that. It really is something I never take for granted. So when the United States play England, as they did in the Women's World Cup, your listeners may remember Alex Morgan, who's in the book, actually in this pose, drinking a cup of tea after scoring against the English, saying, "Sod it, Piers Morgan, take that, you nasty little man." I cheered with all of my heart, as I will, when the United States men take the field against mighty England, November the 25th. By the way, a mighty England who we faced twice before in the World Cup. You remember the first time I was on this show, 1950.
Yeah.
Had a little bit more of my own hair, my own teeth. We won that game 1-0 with minor league baseball players in goal with a dry cleaner, Joe Gatchens, who wasn't even an American citizen, playing for us at striker. We won that game against mighty England 1-0. 2010, we won that game 1-1. So we're undefeated against England. I will cheer for the United States with all of my heart, just as you will.
If you really wanted to be an American, you'd lose the accent.
It's my only asset. It's all I've got going for me. That and a full head of hair, Dan. That's the only two.
Like Rebecca Lowe is trying to lose her accent as the host of the Premier League. Like if you want to commit.
You encourage her to do her American accent. I did actually look into this, Dan, as to why I've been here now I moved here in 1776, and I did wonder why I still sound like I'm, you know, ripped from the north of England. So I have a cousin, Richard, who's been here a shorter time, and he's already sounds like mid-Atlantic. When he speaks like, you know, hey, guys. So everyone in England hates him because they think he's American, and everyone in America hates him because he sounds like he's faking an American accent. And I was like, why do I not sound American? I can't even do an American accent, Dan. All I can say is $1 million, and I can say, hooray for Hollywood. Those are the only two phrases I can say in vaguely American. And it's apparently, it's if you have a musical ear, you will naturally adapt to the land that you live in. And if you don't, and I don't, then you still retain. So English managers, when they go and manage in Holland or France, they get mocked immediately, many of them. They do their press conference in English. But there's a famous manager, Steve McLaren, who went to Holland. He'd been there a month, and he started to, you know, speak, oh, yes, you know, hey, the boys is here. And a French guy, an English guy went to France, Jerry Barton, is like, yeah, I don't know, how do you say in English? Yeah. But I can't do that.
Yeah, but Madonna goes to London for a month, and she's got an accent.
Yes. Wow. I don't know. I've been here. I think Madonna and I were traded. I was the player to be named later in the Madonna trade. I think when you sent Piers Morgan
you
back.
You were the traitor to be named later. So we got you. Well, it's not like we were trying to export Madonna. We were willing to give Madonna to you.
Yeah.
Well, like, I think we
is
won.
That, is that like, is that, that's Madonna to England. Is that like, is that like Brady to Tampa Bay? Just late career. There's still greatness.
And you
there.
Know what? I threw in George Clooney and his wife and his kids and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. And all America got was what?
You. Me. We got you. And that's all that we need. The favorite for the World Cup is, and the favorite of the World Cup should be. Who?
It's a great question. So the World Cup, we're 40 days away from this tournament. That's the spine of my life, just an incredible arcing presence. This one is going to be in Qatar, Dan, which is, for, you know, it's as big as the state of Connecticut. I think smaller than Connecticut. It's an insane, corrupt, brazen piece of live golfing by FIFA, who make their decisions. They're like morality or piles of cash. Oh, piles of cash. So it is going to be in Qatar. It's going to be slightly strange. It's never been in November before because it was too hot to have in a desert petro state in the summer. The two team, you know, the joy of football, of sport, is delusion. Chicago Bears fan, I still believe Justin Fields number one. And in that same way, I have to answer US men's national team, Godspeed, will win the thing. But rationally, the two teams who look joyous, like a collective fist, ready to biblically smite all opponents, are two great rivals. And it is Brazil, who are stacked in every department, wearing that yellow kit, which is made to just shine in glorious technicolor. And Argentina, Lionel Messi, this is his fifth World Cup. He said it will be his last. He has never played well. He once to the final, many, many other times, just crapping out. Almost the weight of the shirt carried him down as if it was made of chainmail. Watching Lionel Messi depart a World Cup in tears, it's what you think of when you hear Prince say, this is what it sounds like when doves cry. I believe this Argentinian team, he's playing late on in the form of his life. He's thrilled. He's joyous, transcendent again. Argentina, Brazil, and then slightly below that level, the U.S. men's national team.
Good luck with the book. It's great to talk to you. And I hope Michael Davies is playing nice with you.
Happy birthday, Todd, you beautiful human being.
There you go.
And America,
go.
Courage.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. That's Roger Bennett. How
about
that's
that?
Todd's birthday was yesterday. That's right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Roger Bennett, the gods of soccer. The completely scientific, 100% definitive, defend to the death list of the greatest soccer players of all time comes out today, can be purchased online wherever books are sold.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.